This was a launch ceremony to launch what is called the Gender Challenge Initiative, which is an initiative that's sponsored by the United States Department for Health and Human Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, and the RTI International, that is funded by the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. They are working through the Community Working Group on Health, which is a coalition of various organizations that work in health-related gender issues, and they are doing this particular initiative to start to build the capacity of all these various organizations to be able to conduct research and gather data on health in particular, so that they can do what is called implementation science, so that they can participate in influencing government policy or interventions based on actual research and actual information, and then they will then go and actually conduct the research so that they can improve health outcomes.
What is the importance of having such initiatives in the country?
There are two major reasons why this is so important. The first one is that it has actually been found that there's very little sufficient capacity, rather, in a lot of organizations working in health issues and community issues. There's little capacity to actually conduct research and find out hard data and actually know, for example, the prevalence of a particular disease or threat to health in a, let's say, a particular district. It's very difficult for these organizations to be able to do so. So then if they don't have that, they usually work on general, and then the responses to these issues will not be very efficient. And the second reason is that, you know, it's coming at a very important pivotal moment in Zimbabwe, where we have the final draft constitution that actually spells out national objectives which are designed to ensure that all state institutions and government pursue the best opportunities and quality of life and even happiness for all individuals. So building the capacity to find out data, to research and find out, will definitely feed into these initiatives if, let's say, this draft constitution is adopted. It will really assist government and the Minister of Health in particular, and even the Minister of Women, to actually know exactly what wrongs are out there that need to be corrected from a policy point of view.